This is Senator Al Simpson. George Bush and Treasury Secretary Nick Brady deserve top marks for coming up with a plan to recover losses and pay off the depositors in the failing savings and loan industry. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. The savings and loan crisis is finally on a track toward recovery, Ted, and it is going to cost one big wad of money. But Congress at least finally acted to work up a compromise on a vital piece of legislation. The major difficulty in passing this bill was simply how to ever pay for it. Some in Congress wanted to have it come directly out of the taxpayers' pocket, and the President and Treasury Secretary Brady wanted financing to be the responsibility of the Resolution Funding Corporation. Make the industry pay for a good chunk of its mistakes. A compromise was reached, and the program will soon be law. How did the mess originally happen in a Democratic Congress, Ted?
Al, by hindsight, the Reagan years don't look quite so good. Behind all the PR, festering problems were ignored and covered up. Now, as the S&L crisis makes clear, big bills are coming due. Congress deserves blame for defaulting on our watchdog responsibility over the executive branch, but the primary fault lies with a don't-worry-be-happy administration whose anti-government ideology became a breeding ground for scandal. The Iran-Contra fiasco is the worst example, but it's hardly the only scandal or even the most expensive one. Federal regulators looked the other way while S&L operators speculated with depositors' money. HUD and Pentagon consultants ripped off housing and defense programs. In each of these areas, we need to work together to end all this mess. But this time, Al, don't let the GOP elephant forget how it started, or it could happen all over again. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next with an end-of-the-summer Labor Day message. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.